It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is Aaron Donald, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com and the ultimate draft cheat sheet that you can get at RosterWatch.com right now. Trash Man, use the cheat sheet this week in our oldest league, not the most expensive league that I'm in, but certainly the league that I care most about, because I always want to make sure that I don't lose to you and all of my buddies from high school and college. Feels like you came out of that thing pretty well. I cannot believe that Breece Hall fell to you in the fifth round.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's one of the best drafts I've had in quite some time. I mean, starting wide receivers are Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, and Tyreek Hill. Yeah. Y'all are in trouble.
Yeah, not a bad team. No one's here to hear about our fantasy teams, though. They're here. They want to know about who to pick and what to do and what we make out of this last week of preseason as we head in to this final stretch of drafts. We know that some of you had drafts, and thanks to everybody for kind of sharing those with us and letting us see what the cheat sheet's done for you. If you've not yet signed up for a pro membership at RosterWatch.com, now is a great time to do it. Like we always say, man, it's $9.99. It helps us out a whole ton. You get the ultimate draft cheat sheet. We'll be with you through every pick of your draft. And then once the season starts, we'll get the content schedule up on Monday. And you'll see what you're going to get every single day at Roster Watch as a pro member. I think most importantly, it's just the access to us in the comment section of the pro articles where you can ask your sit start questions or your waiver questions or whatever. We're there to answer all year long. All right, Trash Man, let's start.
The hot babes that are going to be on the waiver.
Those tweets that Cody puts out are maniacal, and they go kind of viral, man. Each one of those gets like 2,000 likes, man. It's wild, dude. Quinshon Judkins. So Pro Football Talk put out another one of his customary Florio articles about how, you know, according to the CBA and according to the House settlement, yada, 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 the NCAA, it's not necessarily impossible for Quinshon Judkins to go back to college. It's the same thing that he was saying earlier in the cycle, right around the time of SEC Media Days was when that story was out. So that would have been around July 17th, somewhere around there. How's his name slipping my mind? The Texas A&M, the Bengals, number 17 pick overall. No,
this year's
Ja'Marr Stewart. It was like they were like, well, Ja'Marr Stewart could go back to college if they don't, you know, because remember Ja'Marr didn't want to sign the deal with there was some portion of it to where they weren't going to. I don't know, something about a fifth-year option or just something like that. There's some guarantee that, like, they'd never done. No other rookie had signed this thing, and the Bengals wanted him to sign it like this. And he's like, no. But Florio was like, well, he could still go back to college. They're doing the same thing now about Quinshon Judkins, now that Judkins still hasn't signed. I don't know if the Browns are waiting for the NFL to do their investigation before signing him. We've talked last week. It's like, well, why is Isaiah Bond signed? And – Quinshon is not yet signed. And if you just look at what the where the ADP trends are on him right now, I've just noticed. So over the course of the last 7 days, he's down 8 spots. And if you look at the Fantasy Pros real-time ADP across Yahoo and Sleeper. And I'm just wondering, man, if Quinshon Judkins' ADP is now sitting at 120, and I was talking about liking him in the, you know, the ninth round. It wasn't just our draft I was at. There was also another draft that I was – a 14-teamer that I was kind of officiating yesterday with that they had me up there to kind of help with. And people were scared in that one to take Quinshon too, even in the 10th round of a 14-teamer.
I took him in our draft.
Well, so where are you on Quinshon? Do you – I mean – like I was telling some of the people who were asking me, they're like, well, should I take him? Should I take him? I'm like, well, if I were you, I would take him right here. But I don't want to advise you to do it because there is a chance where you might be coming to me in 2 weeks and saying, Alex, what did you tell me to do that for? Because now they're saying he's not going to play all season. You know, I mean, I guess that's still within the realm of possibilities. He still hasn't signed a contract. But if you listen to the beat, you know, if you listen to the beat reporters around there, what they say is like he's eventually going to get signed, and probably to start the season, it's going to be, you know, Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, and eventually they took Quinshon where they took him.
I took him at number 94.
Look, I think that that's a perfectly fine place to take Quinshon Judkins right now. I have it to where we're running these simulations, and I'm getting some Quinshon Judkins. And here's the thing: it's like. We don't want to do it, but you don't ever want to just light a pick on fire. But if it's a ninth or a 10th round pick, you're not lighting it on fire by taking a total upside.
Looking at the upside there, the potential upside of a starting running back, NFL running back.
No, it's not just – it's a starting NFL running back that's a size speed freak and a weapon with
exactly.
A
ridiculous speed. That can catch the ball.
Like it's – I mean – and on an offense that's just completely
it's gonna run the ball into the ground.
What are they going to do? Like Quinshon would be the offense, right? They took him and Dylan Sampson. I mean, I think that was a pretty clear signal about what they were planning to do. And that's the other thing about this weekend is if you look at how, you know, people are like, well, it's not just Dylan Sampson you need to worry about. You also need to worry about Jerome Ford, but Jerome Ford, he finally played this weekend, but he didn't start. Yeah. Sampson started. So, I mean, that could have to do with the fact that Ford has been, you know, banged up. He hadn't been practicing and stuff, but typically there's some kind of veteran deference given there. I think that goes to show you what they think of Ford. And like, and I think that Sampson plus Judkins, it could still both, you could have Sampson be a guy who, between the two of them, like one of them could get like Judkins could get like 19 touches and Sampson could get 12. And you would not think that that's something that's completely off the reservation, especially once they go away from Flacco and start breaking in a Dylan Gabriel or God forbid.
I mean, Judkins was the rookie back in this draft that I liked the most considering, you know, just his all around game and his size and speed. So, yeah, so I don't mind taking a player like that in the eighth, ninth round. The thing is, you're not going to get another player around there that's going to make your break your team. I mean, I got Joe Mixon in the next round.
I think that could break your team
in a good way.
No, well, you took him how late?
In the ninth round.
No, that's you could probably fine taking Mixon in the ninth. I'm to the point where I just have Mixon so buried on the cheat sheets where we don't get him because I do worry about the fact that there's something underlying there to where he just might not play.
I was just looking for upside there in those rounds, you know? It's like I know I'm going to be able to get value off the waiver wire. I know I'm going to be able to mess around in there. So why not go for some of these guys who, you know, could have considerable upside throughout the season, like him and Godwin. I got Godwin in the – what was it, in the 10th round? So it was players like that.
Trashman doesn't even use the cheat sheet. He uses it as a guide to know what we're going to do and goes and picks all the hurt guys. Brian Robinson, actually the biggest faller over the course of the last 7 days since the trade to San Francisco, he's fallen 42.6 spots on – on Yahoo and Sleeper. If you look at what his current ADP is with the trailing data on Yahoo, it's 83. On Sleeper, it's 80. But if you look at the real-time ADP, which is the ADP of where they're being like drafted right now over the course of the last 24 hours, you have Brian Robinson's ADP is cratered to basically 121. So you're looking at what 10, 11 turn. And I feel like he's kind of, you know, I've been part of one draft and I was, you know, there at two others this weekend. It felt like where I had him slotted in version 5.4 of the PPR cheat sheet, he would fall much past there, even so much so at that second draft. During the draft, I'd just go in and make an update to the cheat sheet saying like, all right, well, this is the second time I've seen this real live and in person. People don't want to take him. Isaac Guerrero was in these drafts, was going ahead of Brian Robinson to me, which didn't make any sense because Guerrero himself is banged up. And I don't, even though it's just a sixth round pick, man, I don't think you trade away any kind of asset to bring a guy in there, not to be at least the frontline backup. And as much as we make fun of Brian Robinson and we say he was never as good as, you know, some people had always made him out to be, Byron in particular, who always said like, oh, he's a better pass catcher than you guys think. And yada, yada, yada. And I get it. For fantasy, there were times where he was usable, but just the, you know, I think that Shanahan's kind of of the same mind as Byron. Didn't you say you heard some good quotes from Shanahan about him?
Yeah. He said he liked him even coming out of college. I think he's a player he may be coveted. And the thing is, Christian McCaffrey's only played more than 16 games, two out of his last seven seasons.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, there's a good chance of Brian Robinson getting some considerable run.
The biggest risers, we know who the biggest one is over the last week. It's been Jacory Kroski-Merritt, who, if you look at his ADP on Yahoo, 124, on Sleeper, it's 159, but the real-time ADP data that they're bringing in has him at 102 overall. So people are comfortable now taking him in the early ninth round, which is kind of where we talked about him like most likely settling in, even though we saw some of these crazy, you know, FFPC drafts and some of these super kind of in the weeds industry drafts where he was going seventh round and sometimes, God forbid, in the sixth round. To me, with all the hype on Jacory Kroski-Merritt, especially in PPR leagues, I've just said, okay, it's time to look at Austin Eckler, who, by the way, we've seen his price go up as well. If you look at the ADPs on Yahoo and Sleeper, 154, 123 respectively, he's up 17 spots against that average to number 122. So right there at the 10, 11 turn is where he's going. I think in PPR, it's not going to be a pick wherever you're going to go up and put it on the draft board or click the button and everybody in the chat is going to say the oohs and ahs and, you know, like, great pick. You know, it's not a sexy pick. But Austin Eckler, he's out here tweeting memes about how he's locked in and focused and to all the rest of it, man. Like, he's, you know, like he's some kind of predator on the prowl. I was talking with Cody over the weekend about it, you know, on the text chain, and we were just saying, like, just in PPR specifically, but I think even in half point PPR, just with the way that he can catch out of the backfield and with the way that if there is no more Brian Robinson, I don't look at Jacory Kroski-Merritt and say that this is for sure a guy who's going to be able to just take away all of his goal line stuff. They say it's going to be Chris Rodriguez. I have so very little faith in Chris Rodriguez. I have so very little faith. I've seen Eckler despite his size. I mean, he's good down there. He's powerful with his leg drive. He finds little spots. He's got some wiggle, dude. I can't believe I'm saying it, man. I think Eckler is a great pick where he's going right now.
No, I agree. Bill is he's a grinder, you know. He's probably not going to get many chunk plays. He's probably not going to be terribly involved in the passing game, whereas Eckler can do both of those things and can stay, you know, on the field at the goal line. So I think he definitely has some juice.
What about Caleb Johnson? Do you think he has juice? Man, we need to talk to Cody about his love for Caleb Johnson. All he keeps doing is sending me these clips from the preseason. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is he playing so much still in the preseason? You know, like, yeah. It, like he was in after Jaylen Warren and and Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, it's more, we hate Jalen Warren. We know Kenneth Gainwell isn't the answer there in Pittsburgh. We feel like Caleb has to be that guy, you know, just by default, or will eventually be the guy. But, I mean, he can't pass protect, really. I mean, that's still an issue for him. So, I don't, none of these players in that backfield excite me. That offense doesn't excite me at all. I mean, DK Metcalf is perhaps the only player that I'm targeting in any drafts. It's just not an offense that I need a piece of and I'm going to worry about.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You were talking about how you wanted you've become more interested in Marvin Mims ever since ever since all the Devon Vele stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's running as the number two in Denver and an ascending offense with a quarterback who, you know, sometimes we see these sophomore slumps. But barring that, I mean, Bo Nix should improve even on his stellar rookie season. And Marvin Mims is going to catch a lot of balls for this team. I think in PPR formats, I think Mims presents a great value.
Well, he's been super efficient, and you have Sean Payton at the combine this year saying like what happened with Marvin Mims last year? He's like, well, that's partly like coach's error, right? Like that was partly our fault. We should have gotten him more involved, right? It looks like over the course of the last 24 hours, Marvin Mims has moved up four spots in ADP. He's going right now 12th round.
That's great value. The number two in what looks like an offense that's improving.
Do you like him more than in PPR? Do you like him more than Christian Kirk, who's also going to be the number two in his offense?
I like them probably about the same.
He's good. I mean that
Broncos offensive line is better.
Oh yeah. Maybe Rashid Shaheed and stuff like this.
Maybe that gives him a slight edge in that. Because of that.
So I might make a note here next to Mims. I mean, Mims is a guy who we were getting late before, but it feels like where I had him, you know, I had him more of kind of like a kind of 13th or 14th round guy, but you're not going to be able to get him there anymore. So I'd like him to actually be sort of in the mix. Right. And there are these guys, you know, these guys, like I mentioned, it feels like Rashid Shaheed sometimes, you know, he'll pop up sometimes to where I'm like, man, do I really want to take the number two? Do I really want to take number two for the Saints? We were just talking about that earlier, how we don't even know who the starting quarterback's going to be.
No.
I mean, Nick Underhill is going on his podcast. He's acting like he thinks it's going to be Spencer Rattler and not Tyler Shuck.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. I didn't believe in Shuck when they drafted him. Who was it? Was it Menyon Hunter telling me he was a Shuck truther?
Menyon Hunter was?
I want to say it was him. Maybe it was someone else. It was one of our OG roster watch members who was a stan for Tyler Shuck. I didn't see it. I still don't see it.
But it wouldn't be roster watch if somebody wasn't on tilt, man. And that definitely gets trash man on tilt to have Menyon Hunter talking up his boy Tyler. Talking of his boy Tyler Shuck. Of course, you know, we're here thanks to our members, and you can become a member now at rosterwatch.com. Just scan the QR code if you're watching on YouTube, or go to RosterWatch. Just sign up for a pro membership. You're going to get access to all the tools that we always talk about, and access to ask us questions. It's kind of come be part of the fam, dude. We're here to win championships. We're here to help you along the way. Can't believe it's slow. It's our 16th year doing this, Trash Man. You are getting old, dude.
I don't look like it.
All right. Let's see if this latest update to the PPR cheat sheet that I put up last night is feeling like it's getting old and stale, because I'll be testing all day today. I'm up to version 5.5 in PPR, and the next version will be version 6.0. So make sure if you're drafting to use the latest one, but let's just see how this thing's rocking. I'm not even sure where, what is this? Is this even the right? Okay. So yeah, this is a PPR draft. This is pick 12. So it's tough spot to pick from. I definitely prefer.
Dude, I love picking out of that three spot. That was a sweet spot.
Well, it's funny to me that you like picking out of the three, because whenever you had the opportunity to pick out of the three, I always just have trouble because I think you took Gibbs at three.
No, I took Jamar Chase at three. Jamar Chase fell to three.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who went one and two?
Bijan and Gibbs? It was Saquon and Bijan.
Okay. Usually I just don't like picking at three because I'm so used to using this stupid simulator that doesn't even work anymore. Giving out bad grades for the best drafts, but it's whenever you take Saquon in these, it always gives you a bad grade. The simulators don't like him. They don't like Ashton Jeanty either, who they're just going to tell us to take here at the 1-2 turn. It's going to tell us to take, again, this is PPR version 5.5 of the cheat sheet, Ashton Jeanty at the 112 and Nico Collins at the 201. The next two picks are the 312. Okay, so it says take Alvin Kamara at the 312, and then it says take Travion Henderson or Mike Evans at the 401. I don't care, man. If I was trying to draft a balanced roster, I think I would take Evans right here. But, dude, I was reading the report today from Chad Graff, who covers the Patriots for The Athletic, and he was just saying, dude, Travion's the best offensive weapon that the Patriots have. See, he's going to get, you know, at least 50% of the touches, maybe even more. And I'm putting it on the way, way more. I think we're looking at a future superstar. So the other thing is too, when I'm picking here at this turn, when I get back around to the 5-6 turn, there are wide receivers that sometimes fall there that I really like. Like sometimes Ted McMillan will fall. Sometimes, Pickens normally falls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think as you know, some of the others that are in the range that kind of fall, like JMO will sometimes fall. Zay Flowers sometimes. I think that the worst that would fall would be like Ridley, but of course, if there's a run on those guys, the cheat sheet could skew more running back heavy if like there's if a David Montgomery or something falls, But I think that probably if I take Travion here and I start out with a little running back heavy, we can get wide receivers. So I'm going to take Travion. And this is what happens. Three of the four guys that I mentioned, the cheat sheet says to take George Pickens at the 512 and Jameson Williams at the 601. So we're perfectly balanced and we'll stay balanced here at the 712 and the 801. We'll take Tyrone Tracy and trash man's guy, Ricky Pearsall at the 801.
Don't put that on me.
Here's Eckler popping up. And I said, this is about where we said, right? It has this at the 912. I said 10th round Eckler feels awesome. But I think 912 Eckler feels awesome, right?
I mean, if you're looking at the other guys around him, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll go with Eckler and Jaden Reed, who I don't love taking here, but we're talking about our wide receiver five.
I mean, you like Jaden Reed more than Rashad White there?
Yeah. For this build, I think I do. All right. And then for the 11-12 turn, it wants us to take Braylon Allen, who's moved up, dude, like eight spots over the last 7 days. And then Dak Prescott is our quarterback here at the 12-01. And then we're going to take here's a question, Trash Man, and this is one thing that I might change. The cheat sheet wants us to take Roshan Johnson at the 13-12 or the 13-14 turn. Do you
– Ollie Gordon?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
You prefer Ollie?
I mean, I do. I think we kind of
– Is it because Roshan's been banged up, or is it because you just like think Ollie's a better player?
I think Ollie might be a better player. I think there's just more optimism there for Ollie. I mean, Roshan, we kind of seen what he's capable of in the NFL. And
But we haven't seen what he's capable of on a team that just doesn't do anything to address the running back position with a new offensive coordinator coming in that's just dialed up the most elite running game that we've seen in modern, you know, in modern fantasy as far as just using it to
I think it just goes for me. It's just as much as I'm just more excited about Ollie Gordon. But, you know, it could come out in the wash.
Let's just look and see where these two guys are. Like, so Roshan, current ADP, 159.9. Ollie Gordon, current ADP, 151.4. So, yeah, he's going ahead of him. I'm going to make that switch today, Trash Man. On version 6.0, I'm going to get Ollie Gordon ahead of him. So should I just take Ollie here?
I think it makes sense.
All right, let's take Ollie because I'm gonna flip off Ollie Gordon and my guy Roshan, and then we take a tight end here with the last.
So you could still get him, but yeah,
and that'll be no because it's our last pick, so we have to take the tight end here. So we'll take Kyle Pitts, and so here's that team again using the magical, mystical, mythical, the magnanimous Roster Watch Ultimate Draft cheat sheet available at rosterwatch.com. We have. The quarterback is Dak Prescott. The running backs are Ashton Jeanty, Alvin Kamara, Travion Henderson, Tyrone Tracy, Austin Ekeler, Braylon Allen, Ollie Gordon. The wide receivers are Nico Collins, George Pickens, Jameson Williams, Ricky Pearsall, Jaden Reed. The tight end is Kyle Pitts. You think this thing's going to give me some kind of stupid B grade once I auto-draft a kicker on a defense?
Probably with so many rookie players. Maybe low 90s.
This thing's an idiot. 86.
Okay.
Well, you can't trust the you cannot trust the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard to give you the correct grades. What you can trust is the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet to always give you a perfect draft. If you follow the three simple rules, an expert quality draft is always guaranteed. It's the best way to support us. We're gonna be here all through the rest of the week, man. As always, making sure that you're stayed up to date with what's going on with these ADP shifts. What's happening with any of this news? We have the cutdowns tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern for the final 53-man roster. So we'll have the fallout from that, man. We're going to have you all covered. You just got to make sure and find it all over at rosterwatch.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.